Oh, the Syrophoenician woman. It's hard to say Syrophoenician. It's harder to say Ephatha, which I don't even know if I'm saying right. But it's even harder to read this story. A woman throws herself at Jesus' feet, and he calls her a dog because she is a foreigner. This one has to be at the top of my list for questions for Jesus when I get to heaven. What were you thinking? You know, I mean, I went to seminary. I can read Bible commentaries that try to explain this story. Maybe this is Jesus showing his humanity. The gospel said he was tired and he didn't want anybody to see him. So maybe he was just trying to get some rest and he couldn't catch a break. Any parent of small children knows what that feels like. Maybe it's because this woman had no business getting so close to Jesus. She was descended from the enemies of ancient Egypt. She lives outside the law and the land of Moses. She is a woman unaccompanied by a husband or a male relative, which was a big no-no at that time, who initiates a conversation with a man she doesn't know. She was an outsider in every way. The deaf man is an outsider too. He's separated from his community because he can't communicate with them. Not in the way that was acceptable at that time, at least. But Jesus healed him by restoring his hearing, and he has a place at the table in his community again. Having a place at the table is part of being human. We all need communities that accept and care for us, whether it's our family or our friends or our church. We also need to be healed and whole to be able to sit at those tables, to feel a part of those communities, which is why what Jesus did today was so important. He gave those outsiders the healing that they needed and a seat in their communities, where otherwise people who had illnesses were judged as sinners. I've been very blessed to be a part of a group of early career pastors for the past couple years. We are doing this through a program at Marquette University. We've met to support each other, to grow spiritually, and to focus on different social issues. This summer, we met to learn about some outsiders in our world as we learned about immigration. One of the best parts of the whole program was that we got to go to a church in Milwaukee that has a large immigrant community. We got to hear stories of a handful of immigrants, some on DACA and some who were undocumented. We sat around a table with them and they shared their pain, their fears, their joys, and their wounds. As I read the gospel lesson, I couldn't help compare sitting around that table to Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman and their discussion about a table. Jesus, in this situation, an insider, a man in his native country, met a foreigner who begged for his help, bowing down at his feet. Her daughter is sick, and she's looking for healing for her. What parent would not do the same thing for their child? If my children were sick or their lives were at stake, I would do anything to protect them, including begging, including putting my own life at risk. And I bet you would too. One of the immigrants I heard from this summer was in this exact situation. She came from Mexico, where she and her husband had a very successful business and plenty of money. They didn't need anything. But then somebody started threatening to kidnap their daughters. So her husband begged her to leave Mexico and come to America. He knew it would be difficult because she was so close with her family. But he said the choice was either her family or her daughters. Would she want to see them kidnapped or killed? And so she made the heart-wrenching, impossible choice to come here to save their lives. And now she's waiting and hoping and praying that she and her girls will be able to stay here, where it's safe and their lives are not threatened. Her daughters are on DACA, so as long as that remains, they are okay. One has graduated from El Verno College and is now a chemist, and the other is still in school. But her husband travels all around Wisconsin for work, and they worry that he won't come back. She spoke beautifully about the importance of her faith and how it's grown since she's come here. She feels very welcomed by her church and her community, and she's served in her parish for 13 years now. She spoke about how her priest helped her to see that in the Bible, we leave our old family behind, just like in the book of Ruth, where it says, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." As Ruth and Naomi, two women, traveled together, they faced hunger and difficulty, but God provided for them because they were faithful to God and because God is faithful to us. And this mother from Mexico knew that too. She said, "I told my family, put God first and everything will be okay." For those of us who've never had to make a decision like this or who've always been insiders with a place at the table, it can be hard to truly understand what it's like to be an outsider. Most of us have probably not traveled or lived outside of this country, and sitting on a beach in Mexico doesn't really count. But if we do, we often and likely come back with eyes and ears that are more in tune to the differences in this world. I was very blessed and lucky to spend a semester abroad when I was in college on the Mediterranean island of Malta. I would do anything for my education. I am just that dedicated. I got a small taste there of what it's like to live in another country and what it's like to be an outsider. And there's a lot that I would love to change about America, as I'm sure we all would, but I returned with some fresh perspective on many of the good things about living here. And I had to put in one more picture just because it's so pretty. And actually, the Apostle Paul did land on Malta, so like we should probably go there. It would be a faith pilgrimage. So, but there's a lot of healing that we need in our country and in our world. And I don't have a magic wand or a magic recipe to make everything better overnight, but here's what I learned from the Bible about how to approach the pain and the sickness in our world. This is what I gather from our gospel and our lessons today. Sit down at the table with people who are different from you. Go down to All People's Church, our partner church in Milwaukee. Go on a mission trip. Pastor Paul's planning one for February in Florida, so I mean, win-win. Go down to visit missionary Meg or talk to her more about the work she does in Nicaragua. I also know from the Bible that we should talk to people that we would rather avoid because we might be changed and we might change their lives too. But we have to be open to change. Jesus changed his mind when he talked with the Syrophoenician woman. God changed his mind. This is important for us because I think that sometimes we think God doesn't ever change his mind. But God did, and we can too, and that is okay. I also learned that God's healing is for everyone, even the outsiders. There is nobody that is outside the scope of God's love or God's healing. Not you, not me, not anybody in the world. I heard this week that anytime you look somebody in the eyes, you are looking at somebody whom God loves. That is a good place to start in our interactions and in our work of bringing the love of Christ into the world. Our reading says to be strong and don't fear. God will come with vengeance and God will save us. God can open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. So when we feel scared, whether it's going to school or talking to people we don't know. Know that God is always with you, and God will give you strength and courage. Because God is somebody who can make waters burst out of the wilderness and streams flow through the desert. God can make the parched places fill with water and refreshment. God can take the barren places in our souls, in our lives, in our world, and flood them with grace and mercy and life. So since it's Rally Sunday, I'm going to do something a little different. And could you put the lights up, Carson? And I'm going to invite the kids forward and just do a little mini children's message. So kids, you can come on up. Oh, hey. We're going. There you go. Thank you. It's number one. Thank you so much. Hi. You can stay standing up because we're going to be kind of short. Good to see you all. I'm excited you're back for Sunday school. Did you guys start school this week? Raise your hand if you started school or new daycare. Yeah. Okay. Pretty much everybody. Nice. So in your class, was there somebody that you didn't know? Raise your hand. Yeah, a lot of you, a lot of the Grafton kids had new kids because we had the schools all changed around. So was there anybody you saw that didn't have a friend maybe sometime? Yeah, that happens. So you don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to for that. But I was just thinking as I read the gospel, because Jesus was talking to somebody he didn't know, and then he kind of made a new friend. And so I was just wanted to bring you guys up and encourage you at school to look around your classroom or the lunchroom or the playground and see if there's somebody who needs a friend. And maybe that person is you too, right? Sometimes we're the ones who need friends. And so just to be go up to that person and invite them to play with you. Can you all say hi? Yeah? Okay, we'll practice. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, good. See, that you're like first step there. So look for those kids and invite them to play with you. And then maybe you'll make a new friend, and maybe it'll be your best friend that you didn't even know you could make. So as we go through school this week, look out for those people. And remember to see this. Oops, sorry, I skipped that picture. That you are never alone is what that picture says. And that's what God says to us. When we go to school, God is with us. When we're sad, God is with us. When we're scared, God is with us. So just know that you don't have to be afraid because God is always there. You can always pray to God and God will listen. So let's say a little prayer and everybody can join in and you can repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for always being with us.
Thank you for always being with us.
Help us to be a friend.
Help us to be a friend.
To anybody who needs one.
To anybody who needs one.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thanks. You can go back to your seats and have a great time at school.